Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Anna Grace.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And Binge or Cringe, what is that, Jane? I'll tell you. We watch stuff so you don't have to.
Or so hypothetically,
you do.
Yeah.
So you do.
It's not just because so you don't.
We want you to because we watch a lot of stuff.
Like obscene amounts. Like, whereas in normal people would sleep or, I don't know, eat.
I know.
Or exercise.
Whatever.
No.
We're taking the bullet for you guys.
People say, Jane, how can you be? No, they say, Jane.
Because like, who's talking to you like that?
How do you have time to watch all these things? And it's like, well, I just don't do anything else. Really, I listen to some shows because some shows can be listened to. Castle Rock is not one of those. Just want to throw that out there. But I do listen to some stuff. And sometimes I don't get to watch the whole thing. I don't always get closure. But I did just start watching Maniac. She's a maniac on the dance floor.
And she's dancing like she's...
Never danced before. Exactly. Unfortunately,
so it's based on that.
Yeah. No. Maniac has Emma Stone and Jonah Hill. And Jonah Hill is thin again. And good for him.
That needs to be the name of...
Jonah Hill's Thin Again.
Yeah, like yeah. Maybe that's like an alt-rock band that like plays off. I'd listen to that band.
Jonah Hill is Thin Again.
Jonah Hill is Thin Again.
For Smoke Monster Jelly.
Are they playing tonight? Like yeah. in the Valley? We need to hear them.
Yeah, Jonah Hill is Thin Again. I could see that. Anyway, this TV show is incredibly interesting. Or maybe you're instantly bored. I think it's much more interesting. The first...
So two different spectrums.
The first... The first episode, Jonah Hill's character, he's pretty much talks like this. And he doesn't really answer much. Like, and you're thinking, what is going on with him? And so apparently he had a psychotic episode.
So he's crazy?
Apparently.
For a couple minutes.
And he saw his brother that no one else in the family knows exists. The picture is painted that he comes from a family with money.
Not even the mother?
Correct.
How
I don't know.
How does that work?
Wouldn't
I don't
she,
know.
Wouldn't she know that she
no.
was pregnant for
no, that's
let's say several months and
I don't know.
Had been inseminated with
I and don't
the,
know.
The
anyway, so the
baby?
Imaginary brother
can you accidentally have a baby? Like is that a thing?
It happens to some people. I didn't know I was pregnant, but you know, they're usually like never mind.
Fair enough.
So his brother, who's imaginary, we guess, tells him that he is special and he has a purpose. Dare I say he has a special purpose?
It seems
he has
stands
a destiny.
To reason. Using my Holmesian like means of deductive reasoning.
Yes. Or just quoting the jerk, his special purpose is to save the world.
Oh,
and
Lord.
That the pattern, what is it? The pattern is the pattern. Which is no pattern or some nonsense like that. And so he keeps saying, you're going to keep seeing this girl. She is your new handler. And he goes on and on, and he's gone. It's like, what is happening?
Thanks for that, Aesop.
Yeah. So
just the oracle, like, hitting you with some knowledge.
The girl that he keeps seeing is Emma Stone. He sees her on a billboard, and he sees her in other places. I don't know. And she's got something going on. She smokes a lot. And there isn't really so much money. There's something called ad buddy. So if some person comes up to you and just reads you ads, that becomes money. And you can get stuff done if the ad buddy person will just go, and this is what we do for this. And you just have to go, So she survives by ad buddy stuff. And that plays into it. And because of that,
She's funny thing is that doesn't seem all that
weird,
impossible, yeah. Like in today's like ad-driven society.
Well, like it must have been 10, 15 or longer years ago, one of my sisters would get money for, I don't know, when you had to pay long distance or something. And she said, well, I have to spend 20 minutes listening to ads today. I was like, what? What is that you are saying? And that's what she would do. So I get that. It's futuristic, but not too futuristic.
Kind of like the multiple tiers of, like, I don't know, Hulu. Like, you can have the no commercials or less commercials or, okay.
So, his family seems to be very wealthy. Like, all of the brothers are attractive. They all can sing. And, you know, you instantly don't like any of them. And then there's Maud over here, Jonah Hill, just kind of. And he has to show up to be his brother's alibi for whatever it is we don't know.
Seems like there's a lot of unexplained.
Exactly. There is a lot we don't know because.
Like, I'm going to tell you right now, like, two points of this story. A brother that no one else knows exists, and he's an alibi for what I am assuming is a court case. Those two things pique my interest.
Yes.
And we don't touch on them again?
We do. The court case thing, that's a brother who does exist.
Well, sure.
Are we sure?
Yes. The one that doesn't exist, he's all over the place. Anywho, you can get money by being the heroic husband for people who need a spouse for a short period of time, not explained. And he goes to be a test subject.
What earth does this take place on? Like,
I'm genuinely
or
curious.
Are these jobs that, like, just they don't pop up on Indeed when you're looking?
No, they do not. He is going to a place to test out a drug. And the drug is supposed to solve all of your problems because it will remove all pain. So the first part is you take...
Even mental pain?
Yes. But I think it's supposed to solve physical pain as well. Not sure. So again, there's a lot I don't know, and I actually watched it. So the first drug, the test patients have to relive the most horrific thing that ever happened to them. And Emma Stone wants to be a part of this because she has been taking the first drug recreationally because the worst thing that ever happened to her was she was driving across the country with her sister who was about to move away. And this was their last, you know, trip. And they were fighting over a camera because Emma Stone kept saying, okay, I'll take a nice picture. Then she'd grab the camera and take a picture of her underarm. And
typical sibling banter.
Yes, and a guy falls asleep at the wheel and plows into them with his 18-wheeler, and her sister dies. So she keeps taking that drug to relive this over and over because it gives her a chance to be with her sister. Ow, pain, all the feels, okay?
So many.
Wow, this is...
Yes. I haven't even watched it, and I'm getting feels attacks.
You get Emma Stone and Jonah Hill and something. I'm assuming this thing is, I don't know, funny.
No,
not because like of
the
two,
what was it? They were not Adventureland. What was the name of the Superbad?
Oh,
the two of them were in Superbad. When you said the two of their name, I was like, oh
no,
Superbad back together. No,
okay. Going back to the spectrum of the Human Centipede and Toy Story, this is not the fun that is Toy Story.
But so it's not
but I'm going to say it's on a downhill slide just toward the angst.
Yeah.
So,
there's definitively some angst.
Now, wait. The second episode starts, Jonah Hill has a mullet. All the songs are 80s, and they have three kids, and they live in a trailer, and she is, of course, stunning, but she's trying to portray
Emma Stone
trailer
and Jonah Hill
as trailer trash is what they're trying to do. And she's, you know, too much of the wrong makeup and all this and that. And she is, I don't know if she's a nurse, but she is
in the
medical hospice
profession.
Care for older people. And this old woman died. And said, okay, I need you to take this lemur.
Is there an episode where someone doesn't die?
I need you to take this lemur to my daughter as a sign of good faith that I wanted to reunite with her, but I've died.
Why not just reunite with her before you die?
I don't know, because she died.
Mean.
Anyway, this gets better. So, naturally, the lemur gets stolen. At no time does the lemur move it.
Dang it.
So... they try to steal it back, and in doing so, fish and wildlife is involved.
Do lemurs have a, like, a hot price on the black market?
Yes, that's exactly what it's about for this particular rumor. It's a black market thing. No lie. According to Maniac.
Man, did I land on that one.
Okay, so she, a few other people get shot because they're all jerks. And
fair enough.
Then she takes the lemur to the woman's daughter. And the woman said, this is not a I want to repair fences with you lemur. This is a, well, I can't say it. Anyway, she reads the letter that her mom wrote before she died. And the letter was a list of reasons why lemurs are better than having an actual child.
I feel like I know someone who would write that.
And
is it your mom?
Probably. No, it's why having Jack-Jack is better than having an actual child.
Hmm. Wait, Jack-Jack the baby on Incredible?
No, Jack-Jack our dog.
Right, well, establish that. Not everybody knows that Jack-Jack okay. is your dog.
It is the baby on the Incredible. So anyway, white trash Emma Stone takes the lemur, and then all of a sudden everybody wakes up. It's like, whoa! So they... Do they time travel? Is this the pill? Is this what?
Is this the Matrix?
What is going on?
Is there a telephone booth?
I have no idea.
George Carlin in it? Does he show up?
So, I don't know. But I do know because there's a line in the trailer saying, we keep trying to split them up, but they keep finding their way to each other.
So it's
almost kind of like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless.
Kind of.
Mind?
Kind of. Only they don't want... In what I am assuming is the real world, they do not knowingly know each other. I suspect they did, and that was erased.
In like another life, or like Matrix, I control your mind, or
in between both
multiverses, okay. Like
multiple multiverses.
They're not on Earth 2.
No, it's called Maniac, and it is different.
Definitely.
Named as such so that it will drive the individual watching it insane.
Yes. So I can say it's a story I haven't heard.
I don't think I would recommend it for children.
Well, it's just...
It doesn't even sound that scary. It just sounds way too sad.
No, it's not scary.
It just sounds way too sad and depressing.
My mom, the first time she watched Groundhog's Day, for some reason this reminds me of this. It was on like HBO. We were staying at my uncle's house. We'd went up to like Michigan for Thanksgiving. I don't remember the exact, I think that was it.
That was important to know. Thank you.
She kept falling asleep during the movie and she'd wake up and like, she'd be like, wait.
And Sonny and Cher would play.
And this, I think she was just like,
did you rewind it?
Why? Wasn't this happening? Like, she was so confused about what was going on in the movie. She'd be like, didn't I already see this? This is the scene I was watching whenever I fell asleep. How long did I not sleep? Like, just could. And then later on, like, when she, I guess she actually watched the movie, she's like, oh, it's basically the same, this time loop, like, mm-hmm. over and over and over. But the confusion that she felt watching this like really dazed, almost like sleepy version of Groundhog Day feels like what I would experience even if I was well rested and let's say communicative or like alert and watching Maniac.
Yes. I thought I could just kind of put it on and like glance at it.
No.
And it's like, it pulled me in because I had no idea where it's going. I still don't know.
Yeah, true story. It is not... I mean, I accidentally landed on, like, the lemur black market thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But, like, that wasn't because, like, I had deduced it intelligently. That was just me kind of pulling it out of the air. Like,
well, you know, Fish and Wildlife had to shoot up the Furrier's store.
Well, I mean, as they do.
It happened.
I can't turn on the television without seeing that headline.
Yeah. And it is fascinating. I am curious as to how it will end. I don't have the excitement and giddiness that I had with Lost or Stranger Things or Castle Rock, as in, I have to see, I have to see, I have to see. But there is a part of it that's like, I have to see this.
I have to find out what's going on.
It is very well produced. It's very well acted. And I have no idea where it's headed.
The mind loves a good mystery.
Yeah. So
it loves a bad mystery. Like, when I don't know stuff, it bothers me.
So if you want something where you do not have to think about it, you will not enjoy Maniac.
That's a... That won't fit on the poster.
But if
wait,
you
wait,
be...
am I thinking about it? What do I not want to do?
Am I not thinking about it?
I'm confused. Wait, we've passed the poster on the road.
If you would like to be intrigued, then I would watch Maniac and we'll just see where it goes. Because I don't know.
Admittedly, I'm going to tell you, like, even if I don't watch it, like, I will Wikipedia this or look for like a YouTube, like, edit down, like, to give me I want to know what's up.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about GRTA, the computer, GRTA. The last thing I saw before they went to the second rounds of pills is one of the guys who was heading up the study died, and he was best friends with the computer. And the computer, I don't know how it happened, but the computer shed a tear that shorted out one of the whatevers. Because they showed me for 2 seconds, like, well, that's important. And well, now,
obviously, Dr. Soong's emotion chip.
Yes. So now something is happening.
Though everything else you've
Did
described
it end up
to
electrocuting
me in this show,
someone else? Mm-hmm. Someone else dead?
That's not outside the realm of possibility.
Another one bites the dust?
Yeah. Very, very interesting. So that's Maniac. Now, Anna Grace is here because,
Hello.
First of all, I created her in my own image. And second of all,
fashioned her out of clay.
Yes, she watched an anime that I
not an anime.
It's not an anime.
No,
bananime.
Cartoonime.
Kind of.
Okay.
It's related to something that is related to anime in the way it is drawn and animated, but I do not think it's an anime. So
okay, it's a cartoon.
Yes, let's
on
go
the
with
Netflix.
That. On the Netflix,
drawn in a Japanese style.
Sure.
It's more 3D.
It sounds a lot like anime to me.
It's not exactly anime.
I can tell you this. Just listening to it, it had jokes in there.
Full of pop culture references.
Yes. I didn't want to stick a fork in my eye with it on. And if
so it's not like first season Power Rangers.
Oh, no. It's clever. And given the time, I would probably actually watch it without too much complaint.
And I think you would enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I would too. What's it called again?
I believe it is called The Dragon Prince.
Okay. First of all, is there an actual dragon?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in. Dragon a prince, or is the prince...
There are a dragon king and queen, and there is a dragon prince.
Okay, so is the prince and the king and queen dragons, or do they are mother of dragons? Do they control the dragons?
As far as I know, they are actual dragons. Because there are elves, there are humans, there are all of the magical things.
Trolls?
I don't think there are trolls.
People with magic hats that can pull rabbits out of them?
No.
Do they do card tricks? Is David Copperfield there?
They have magic.
Because if they're not, then all of the magic things are not there.
They have magic-y spells.
Frosty the Snowman, is he there?
No.
So we're in a world where dragons rule countries.
Kind of.
They're not just like regular, like brainless dragons where they're like...
No.
They're more like Smaug. They're a bit smoggy.
Yeah.
They're more like John Hurt's dragon and Merlin.
They're like Kilagara is his name. They're intelligent.
Nerd. Sorry. What?
What kind of name is that?
Kilagara is the name of the dragon in Merlin.
I'm just saying, like, that's a real stabby name. Like,
it is stabby.
Like, I'm just like, what is his name got to be? What was the name of the main villain on Jessica Jones? What was it?
Oh,
it's like it's something
I forgot.
Like Murder Death or like Stabby Eye or something. What was it?
Stabby
Kilgrave. Yeah, that's
Kilgrave.
Yes,
and he's played by one of the Doctor Who's.
I'm just saying, like, what was the name again?
Kilagara.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
there's another one with another strange name, I'm blanking.
What's the main villain in Black Panther's name?
Killmonger?
Yes, yeah. I'm just saying, like, who is naming their children this, people? They should be like, well, let's see, we could name him Eric, we could give her, she could be Gertrude, or we could name him Heart Stab, and they'll just be like, whoa.
King Murder Killer thing.
Is there not a better name? Like, aren't you kind of pigeonholing that kid? Like, to...
Yeah, sounds good to me. Heart Stab it is.
As much as I would love to talk about Merlin, the Dragon Prince.
The Dragon Prince. So, it is slightly comedic.
Yes. It
is animated. Pop-culture-y.
It is pop-culture-y. There are a lot of things I enjoyed about it.
To give you the basis, even though they explain it, humans and the elves and the dragons. Elves and the dragons are friends. Humans not friends with them. They're fighting. And humans stole the dragon egg or the dragon prince egg thing from the dragon king and queen and killed the dragon king.
How rude.
Exactly.
Why would they do that?
And everyone thinks the egg is destroyed.
Oh, so they're extra mad at the humans.
Yes, they're extra. They are very mad at the humans.
Can't
we all just get along?
And the story revolves around an elf and the two princes of one of the five human kingdoms, Callum, and I'm forgetting his little brother's name.
We don't care.
He goes by Ez.
All right. So you've got these murdering human princes.
No, not murdering. Human princes are nice.
They just killed the guys.
No. Other humans, actually one of the other characters in the story, and killed and took egg and
brought
it back to
the
human.
So they took the egg to protect it, to bring it back to
the human. They just wanted it.
Okay. Is it a magic egg?
Yes.
Like, is it magic? Like,
it is the dragon prince.
Wait a minute.
Is it magical like the harmonies on Fleetwood Mac?
It glows.
Are magical?
Wait. Okay. Is it magically delicious?
I don't think so, because I don't think they eat it.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of magical things that I think are being overlooked. Like somebody...
There are like witches and stuff. There's magic-y stuff.
But there ain't no lucky
charms. It's magic adjacent, is what you're saying.
I think saying it's all inclusive is.
So there were 9 episodes of The Dragon Prince.
Yes, 9. The first season, and what I really liked about it was it included disabled characters. One of the characters, and this isn't really a spoiler because you kind of already know, like immediately after you meet them.
We know one's a dragon.
But she's deaf, and she's a general.
She's a deaf dragon?
No, this is a human.
Like Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam?
She is the aunt.
Deaf Dragon Jam.
She's the aunt to the princes, and she is a deaf general.
So there are 2 princes.
Yes, Callum the oldest, and then Ez.
I can't get past the deaf dragon. Like, it's just like, no. You know when you're sleeping on those piles of gold out there? You know what I'm saying? And you sleep, and you roll over, and you get on some silver. Don't y'all hate that?
And Callum, the older one, is the step prince. He's adopted.
Like Loki.
Yes, except he looks like Merlin.
So Tom Hiddleston's in this.
I wish.
Oh.
I wish.
I have a burning question. We're going to return to Loki. Un momento. Wrap it up. We've got to talk about Loki. So they go on a quest.
Does
the egg hatch?
Yes, at the end of the season. Yes. That was kind of
a
spoiler.
Are you laying an egg right now? It's like you sound grunting. Okay, so the egg hatches and it's a...
Dragon Prince. It's the Dragon Prince.
Yes. Okay. And you enjoyed it.
Yes, I really like it. It's full of pop culture references. The animation is more 3D, so it's a bit strange, but it's full of color.
So it's a mixture of computer-generated stuff, or is it hand-drawn? Or is it like a melding of the two?
If you've seen the anime thing Ruby, it's R-W-B-Y, but it's said Ruby, that's the animation. I know it's strange, but that is the animation.
I was trying to say, Ruby? You're spelling Ruby? But, okay, I don't want to know. Already I'm annoyed. But I did listen to some of this, and I was not immediately annoyed. And
also not something we want to put on the poster. I wasn't immediately annoyed. I'm telling you, like, I have seen things that made me want to jab my eyes out, and this wasn't one of them.
Yeah,
like, I didn't even want to pick up a fork, to be perfectly honest.
Actually, Callum, if anyone knows Avatar Last Airbender, is voiced by the guy who played Sokka. And that's why his voice sounded so familiar to me. So there are definitely probably a few voice actors that people might recognize. Okay. But it's beautifully animated, the story's great, and most people can watch it. It's kind of like the new Voltron Legendary Defender. It has jokes for everyone. Everyone would, like, enjoy it. Actually, the elves kind of look like the Galra from Voltron. But it's a good story overall, even if it only has 9 episodes so far.
So this is a new story?
Yes,
it's not based on something? Okay.
I am unaware of it being based on a 90s or 80s animated property, which usually, like, I can identify right out the gate. Yeah. Like, this one I haven't heard of.
Okay. So Dragon Prince is also on Netflix?
Yes.
Yes, and you can watch all of it. And aren't they 23, 25 minute episodes?
Yeah, it's like...
The Half Blood.
I watched
Prince.
It all. I watched it all in like a day.
Okay.
So.
Is this Prince Half Blood?
Kind of.
Oh. Ooh.
Kind of. Now,
is Alan Rickman a dragon?
I wish.
I'd watch that.
Oh, yeah, I would. Okay, so this is very important, which is why we're going to discuss it on Binge or Cringe. I have been binging on Thor Ragnarok, and I have...
Watching it every day more than three times.
Listening to it.
Now, to be fair, like, the first two Thors are... I mean, they're not a, like, a slog to get through, but, like, Dark World and just, like, Marvel's Thor... were not movies that I felt the need to revisit, mm-hmm. like, constantly. Like, I watched them, like, I thought, like, Chris Hemsworth did, like, admirably. As with everybody, I like Tom Hiddleston, but I didn't feel like the movie... I wasn't drawn to it, like, say, if I'm just needing to pop something on in the background, like, I'll throw on the original Iron Man.
Yeah.
I'll put in, like, the original Avengers movie. Like, The Dark Knight. I'll toss movies like that in, just, I need to see them constantly. Thor and Thor Dark World are not two movies that I felt were necessarily constantly binge-worthy.
However.
Ragnarok, on the other hand, or as Guardians of the Galaxy. As,
yes.
As I have, a friend, forgot who told me it, but I was like, oh, that they nailed it. That's what it is. That's why I love that movie so much.
I do believe I said that to you yesterday, Anna Grace. It's very Guardians of the Galaxy, and those are two movies I go back and forth between because I get much joy.
From Chris Pratt and him being shirtless. And then there's Chris Hemsworth,
we
him being
watched
shirtless.
These movies for several different reasons,
but
evidently.
Exactly. I have been listening to Thor Ragnarok, and so by listening, I have heard other conversations that I missed.
Chris Hemsworth is a legitimate, like, and he didn't get to show that, like, basically he's just standing around with a square jaw, looking handsome and muscular.
Oh, yeah.
Like, which, by the way, he does well.
I'm just saying,
like, he does well. But, like, the guy has got legitimate comedy chops.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
so
Ragnarok,
so.
Like, he is
it
getting to to display it left and right. Like, when he breaks back into Asgard and Loki's impersonating Odin, and he starts, I'm just, like, I almost want them to retroactively go back and redo the first two Thor movies.
I had that thought as well.
Well,
we get Tom Hiddleston two more times.
Exactly. Like, which is never
and
a bad
I would
thing.
Like to see kind of that take on the first two Thor movies.
It was a mutual dumping.
It's my personal kind of idea that Thor gets more comedy in this movie because since he's been on Midgard so much, he's kind of picked up sarcasm and all of that, and he understands it, so he gets more comedy out of saying stuff like that.
I think what happened was they looked at the grosses for Guardians of the Galaxy
or
and the grosses of the original Thor, and they were just like,
let's
you
make
know,
it funny.
You know what? You know what them Guardians had?
They had
let's
the comedy.
And I'm not talking about Mjolnir. I'm not talking about any of that. Like, I'm just saying.
Let's funny it up. Now, this is, in listening to it and glancing at it over and over, this is my question.
Jeff Goldblum.
Stop it. No, this is about Loki and his whole
why is he not blue?
Story. Okay, so Loki adopted.
I told her it was
wait, hold on. Wait, who's not blue?
Loki.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jeff Goldblum.
No.
I'm like, because that's not what the color.
No, he's not blue.
Why
so,
are you not red?
So
like, I don't know. I don't understand.
So correct me if he's wrong. He's Frost Giant.
Yes.
He's what? He's Frost
because,
Giant.
Because
something.
Odin, like.
Odin took him.
Right, but I'm just like. Hypothetically, Odin probably had the Infinity Gauntlet at one point. Like,
probably.
You've got, in Ragnarok, you see the, or what is...
And then Hela goes, fake!
Right, but do you not think that Odin probably...
At one point had it, because the Eternal Flame was
saying,
real, the Tesseract was real.
And this is a guy who is probably powerful enough to wield it. Like, and if you were going to rule over the Nine Realms, how do you do that?
You get something
with the
extremely
Infinity
powerful.
Gauntlet. Who do you think split it all up after the fact realizing? I think Odin realized, oh my goodness, I'm a pretty straight up like dude. Like, I'm a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Not
this
really.
Is about to drive me mad with power. Wrong person gets this in their hands.
Mm-hmm. Bingo go
holy
bad.
Holy cow. He separates it, but he leaves that in his vault
just
so that if anybody's
think.
Going around, yeah, they're going to think the Infinity Gauntlet with all of the gems is in the Asgardian vault. And Odin's guarding it. Do you know who you don't want to mess with?
Odin.
I'm just saying.
Okay, now,
it's a deterrent.
I concur. So
I'm sorry,
are
that's
you
not
saying,
what you...
No, but
not,
I...
Tangent!
He's the giant blue frosty guy. He's Tom Hiddleston. And he's a shapeshifter, but Thor's not a shapeshifter that I know of. And
he's the legitimate.
Odin isn't it. So how... Were the other Frosty people, did they work at Wendy's? Were they shapeshifters? Or is this something that Odin bestowed upon him?
I thought it was
There's
because...
There's my confusion.
I thought it was because...
He's the god. He is the god of mischief.
He's the god of mischief.
Thor is the god of thunder. I think Odin,
he just wanted to be like Odin since he was
Odin
a kid. So
probably
he just...
placed some kind of an enchantment on him in much in the same way. I don't think Thor was just he wasn't born necessarily the god of thunder. I think Odin had something to do with that. Much in the same way as his other kid, Hela, was basically like
goddess of death.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying like when you're Odin's kids, like
you gotta be powerful.
You don't get Hot Wheels and like Sega Genesis. Like you get like ability over the dead, you get control of lightning, and evidently mischief.
I honestly would choose mischief because it can control a lot of things.
Sparkles. Anyway.
Sparkles.
Okay. Just because we need to be briefer today.
Are you God of Hammers? I'm going to have to rewatch.
Just Kate Blanchett, I didn't pick up on her comedy till like the fourth watching. It was like, and the princes are dead. You're welcome.
You didn't pick
what
up on that?
What is it with all of the elves from Lord of the Rings being villains in the Marvel? Why are all the elves evil?
Okay, if you...
Because they can be.
If you really focus on Kate Blanchett, she delivers some of the exact same lines from Lord of the Rings, which I'm sure was done on purpose because only a super nerd would pick up on it.
And not to mention, like, when you've got, like, she sells, like, one of the Marvel Universe's problems is, like, forgettable villains. Like, you've got Loki, which whenever anybody, like, points out, they're like, you've got Loki, he wasn't forgettable. I'm like, right. Name me four more.
The Squidward guy that Thanos had as his child thing. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay, the fact that you don't know what his name was, like, I'm just saying...
He's Squidward guy.
You're talking about, like, his the Black Hand. Like, that's what you're talking... The Black
guy
Order.
The guy who Tony...
The Maw.
That's his name. Guy.
Okay, clearly I don't even remember who you're talking about.
He's the one that tortured... The one that tortured Doctor Strange. That they kill using aliens.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Squidward guy.
I'm just saying, like, Thanos was pretty memorable. Loki was pretty memorable.
Squidward guy was not.
I'm sure I'll think of another one. But I'm just saying, like, Marvel, like, they don't have a
Ultron?
Great slate. Okay, James Spader, obviously. Yeah. I'll grant you that. Age of Ultron. I'm betting he was 38, but he's had work done.
Yeah. So, I really love Thor Ragnarok. And by the way, it is on...
Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? So yeah, if you haven't seen it, let's say 10
times...
They
also just added Black Panther as kind of an adjacent bit to that.
If you haven't seen it 10 times, then what are you waiting for?
Ragnarok is one of the rare third entries into a series.
That is really good. It's better.
I would argue that it's probably...
Better than the others.
The best of the Thor movies. Like... There's a lot of movies, like Godfather 3, that is not the best movie in the series. Home Alone 3, not the best movie in the series. Three Ninjas. None of those are actually good movies, including the third one. But the point being, like, what other film can you think of that really hit its stride in the third movie?
Well, there are some who would argue Jedi.
No.
Some.
Empire.
Some.
Show them to me.
Some.
Bring them to me.
Of course, I concur, which is why we're so close. It's obviously Empire. Mm-hmm. But there are some who would try to make that argument. And we could probably win. No, they would not.
If they had a good argument, even if they weren't right, they could win.
Then all you just do is counter it.
Shut it down.
You just counter it with Ewoks.
Don't like Liz Lemon me.
Yeah. Shut
Don't Liz Lemon me.
Down. Anyway, I can't think of any other third things. I guess in the prequels, you can say the third one was better than the first two, but bar was so low.
That's technically the sixth one as well.
I know. I'm just saying,
for a film to just excel what the others had not.
Yeah.
Like, in such a way, like... I'm not saying I was done with Thor after Dark World, but, like, I wasn't clamoring for Thor 3.
I didn't even see... Dark World.
I thought we saw Dark World.
I've seen
pretty much every Marvel movie since the original Blade in theaters. Okay,
like Blade Trinity was what her father was showing her when she was 3 months old.
Why Blade Trinity?
It was on TV.
I don't know.
Blade 2?
I'm just saying.
I have no memory of this, so I don't know what my dad was thinking.
That's what I said. He goes, she doesn't know what we're watching. I said,
I mean, to be fair, Ryan Reynolds.
I mean,
which is the best thing about Blade Trinity. Like, Blade Trinity did a whole lot wrong. I'm going to dare say it did everything wrong, except for Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, I do remember being shown and being terrified by Gollum when I was 7.
That's your fault.
No, it's your fault for showing it to me.
Whatever. Maniac, you need to pay attention.
Okay. Bring a notebook.
Yeah.
Write some stuff down.
The Dragon Prince. Would recommend.
Yeah, I would say the parentals would possibly even enjoy it. And you now have the opportunity to see Thor Ragnarok and Wakanda, Black Panther. So.
And like, as an addendum to this, when Disney Play hits here in a little bit, those are all going away.
Yeah.
Netflix is about to lose all of... I don't know if it's got any of the Star Wars. I think it may have some of like Rebels or Clone Wars or something like that.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
But like they're going to lose all the like...
Mulan, Moana.
Captain America, Winter Soldier. Like any Marvel...
And all that's going to Disney?
All of that is going over to Disney Plus.
Oh, what's it going to cost me?
Because I kind of have to see my Disney movies and my Marvel movies.
I don't remember if they announced it, but like it was several dollars cheaper than Netflix. Like Disney means to kill like some stream.
Like, interesting.
They are obviously taking like significant inroads to taking down Hulu and Netflix. And like if anybody's got the back catalog to do it, which
Disney.
By the way, they just purchased 20th Century Fox, which means all of that
is
also like Predator. Aliens, Die Hard, all of that.
Really?
All of that can now be on the Disney Play streaming service.
Okay. Interesting. Well, then we'll be binging and cringing with that as well, I am sure. So thank you for listening. And I may even actually finish Maniac and tell you, yeah, you need to see it, or and I'll make that noise. Who knows?
It's not even a word.
Fireman!
So, thank you so much for listening. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Adam Cravens.
And that's Anna Grace.
And I'm Anna Grace.
Yeah, whatever. You missed your cue,
I don't care.